Miss Trixie was watching a freighter from Monrovia depart with a dock full of International Harvester tractors.
I don't have one. There's one at the grocery on the corner.
Okay, Mrs. Levy. Go down to the grocery. Call in his doctor and call the newspaper to find out if they know how we can reach Jones, but those people usually don't have telephones. Try the police, too. They might know. Give me the number. I'll call him personally. Mrs. Levy stood staring at her husband, her colored lashes motionless.
If you're going to the store, you can just get me that Easter ham, Miss Trixie rasped. I want to see that ham right here in my home. I don't want any double talk this time. If you people want a confession from me, you better start paying off.
She snarled once at Mrs. Levy, flashing her teeth as if they were a symbol of something, a gesture of defiance.
There, Mr. Levy said to his wife. You have three reasons for going to the grocery now.
He handed her a $10 bill.
I'll wait for you here.
Mrs. Levy took the money and said to her husband, I guess you're happy now. Now I'll be your maid. You'll hold this over my head like a sword. One little misjudgment and I suffer all this.
One little misjudgment? A libel suit for $500,000? What are you suffering? You're just going to the corner grocery.
Mrs. Levy turned and found her way along the aisle. The door slammed, and as if a weighty problem had been lifted from her, Miss Trixie fell into a juvenile slumber. Mr. Levy listened to her snoring and watched the Monrovian freighter moving out into the harbor and turning downstream toward the Gulf. His mind grew calm for the first time in several days, and some of the events surrounding the letter began passing in review through his consciousness. He thought of the letter to Abelman, and then his mind was recalling another place where he had heard similar language. It was in the Riley Kook's yard just an hour ago.
She must be lashed. Mongoloid Mancuso.
So he had written it after all. Mr. Levy looked tenderly down at the little accused party, snoring over her box of Dutch cookies. For everyone's sake, he thought, you will have to be declared incompetent and confess, Miss Trixie. You are being framed. Mr. Levy laughed out loud. Why had Miss Trixie confessed so sincerely?
Silence!
Miss Trixie snarled, snapping awake. That Riley Kook had really been worth saving after all. He had saved himself, Miss Trixie, and Mr. Levy, too, in his own kook way. Whoever Burma Jones was, he deserved a generous award, or reward. Offering him a job at the new Levy Shorts would be even better for public relations. An award and a job. With some good newspaper publicity to tie in with the opening of Levy Shorts. Was that a gimmick, or wasn't it? Mr. Levy watched the freighter cross the mouth of the Industrial Canal. Mrs. Levy would be on a ship soon, destination San Juan. She could visit her mother on the beach, laughing and singing and dancing. Mrs. Levy wouldn't really fit into the Levy Shorts plan.